Well, you hear the music. You know what that means. It's either Friday or Wednesday, and, well, it's not Friday. Time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by with realty expert Berkshire Bet Olson and Caitlin Ramseth. And we're going to talk with these two in just a minute.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. First, I want to welcome in the studio, Berkshire Ben Olson.
Hello, hello. Back again.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Did you get a haircut or something?
I did, yeah. It was time for another summer cut. It was getting too long. You know, I let that thing go too long, and then I just have to keep
just
cutting.
A hippie.
Yeah, that's right. Like I was earlier this year. You guys remember my crazy hair days?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That thing was going all over the place.
It'll come back, yeah.
I've been heeing and hawing, too, because my hair is getting too long. You brought somebody with you today.
I did. I brought Caitlin Ramseth. She's a newer realtor with our brokerage. She's been with us for almost a year now. And I just wanted to bring her on so we could talk about a couple of Berkshire events that we have coming up, and she can tell you a little bit about herself and what she does at Berkshire.
And then here we go, Caitlin Ramseth. We got to give you the applause too.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I am originally from Sartell, Minnesota, so it's by St. Cloud. I came up here for college at UND for education. I was a teacher for 1 year last year, and then I decided I wanted a change. So then I reached out to Berkshire Hathaway, and here I am.
What grade did you teach?
I taught first grade.
Oh, yeah. I'd get out of that, too.
I was grateful for the opportunity, but I realized that I needed a change.
Yeah, so. It's a little different when you're taking care of a bunch of other people's kids.
That type of patience is what you need in real estate.
Oh, right? I would imagine.
Is somebody who can do that.
How's the real estate business treating you then?
It's awesome. I love it so far. So I just got licensed in November, so I'm almost at my 1 year mark. I focus mainly on the residential real estate, so...
You picked a good company to work with too. That's for sure. I mean, these guys are like family, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they have fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you got some events coming up. What's this Barking with Berkshire?
So we did a couple years ago before the pandemic, we did Bark in the Park.
Okay.
And that's where we served like hot dogs and had food and things like that. And this time we're going to do it in the Berkshire Hathaway parking lot and in our own area. So, you know, you can basically come over and enjoy the festivities. Obviously, of course, bring your dogs. So it's an event to bring the community together with their pets. And it's also going to be co-sponsored by the Red Hydrant Lounge.
So, oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just kind of a good partnership there between Berkshire and another business in town and to bring some people out.
So what is the date on that?
It's going to be on Thursday this week,
okay.
Which is...
That would be
the 18th.
Yep. No, that's tomorrow already.
Tomorrow.
Wow. So now, what I like this, you know, you had the Bark in the Park and now Barking with Berkshire. Is that just a great way to not have to clean up such a mess if everybody brings their dogs with?
Yeah, that's kind of one thing that we overlooked, I guess, is the fact that we have to clean up at our place. But at the park, we probably wouldn't have to clean up as much.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, hey, John, can you bring your two dogs over here? We got a whole mess in this parking lot and my dogs would be all over that. All over that. So what else should we talk about here today?
Well, I think that, you know, with our event, I think it's just important to highlight the different stuff that different agents do. You know, of course, the reason why we have these events is so that people can feel free to, you know, interact with real estate agents and be able to feel comfortable talking to them about, you know, anything that they have going on. So it just kind of opens up a line of communication between agents and the general public so that people do have questions and they bring their dog by and they just, you know, maybe they have a casual question about real estate.
Sure.
Maybe they're really interested, but they don't really know where to start and they want to meet some agents before they really give anyone a specific call and work with just one person.
Right.
It's a great way to meet different people. Of course, I do more commercial than residential, and Caitlin does more residential than commercial. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a good mix of agents. So you get to kind of really find out who you can work for and who you can work with. It's just a great event to be able to meet all those people. And then, of course, you know, the housing market is definitely, you know, slowing down a little bit. coming into the fall. So it's just anyone who's thinking about moving. We've actually seen a lot of homes go pending or active in contingent inspection lately. That's pretty typical before school starts. You know, everyone want to kind of get in their home, get into their new home closed, or at least under contract before the school year starts. But I think that there's still going to be one final push for real estate, especially while it's still warm out. You know, I think hopefully it'll be warm till October like last year. But I think that there's going to be a big push still for people to get their real estate out there and on the market. And I think that even though interest rates are kind of leveled off again, you know, 4.5%, 5%, you're kind of seeing people kind of jump back into the market and get their feet wet again.
You know, you shouldn't use the F word in this studio. Fall.
Fall. Yeah.
I don't like that word. You know, you talk about these events, Barking with Berkshire, Oxcart Days coming up in Crookston. You guys have an office there, and I would imagine Berkshire Hathaway is going to be doing something with Oxcart Days.
Yep, we're going to be heading down. We're going to have some stuff set up at the office. We're at 218 Broadway over in Crookston, so you can go ahead and check us out there. We have a kind of an office right in the corner. It has big purple shingles, so you can't miss us. But yeah, basically just kind of talking about real estate with the general public and, you know, getting to know, you know, what people are thinking about the market. You know, obviously with the stock market and recession fears happening, I think that people are really motivated to kind of look towards the real estate options still. Even in the winter, I think it's still going to be a little bit more busy than we've typically seen.
And, you know, when you have these events, it could be somebody watching the show right now thinking, you know, we've always been talking about in a year or so, possibly maybe getting a different house, maybe moving. But we all know this takes time, a little bit of time. And we've been saying this ever since the Berkshire Hathaway podcast started. It's never too early to get a hold of your realty expert. And what a great way to go mingle and meet some of you guys.
Yeah, I think Caitlin knows, you know, the meeting people and kind of the getting the feet wet more than anyone, you know, as far as being a newer agent. And I think that it's one of the things that really helps. You know, like people like Caitlin can meet more people, of course, which is awesome. But then also it just gets in the experience that, hey, I'm out there in the community, I'm doing stuff. So that's one thing that we really pride ourselves on at Berkshire is getting out there in the community and doing stuff. So that's why I'm really excited. And I know Caitlin is one of those people who really likes those type of things, too. So do you know what time the Barking with Berkshire is at?
It is from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Now, are you a people person?
I am.
Because you have to be business, yep. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But it's because I've been in this, you know, the media business for so long, and you get to meet so many people. But that's one of the fun parts of the job, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I'm also a dog person, so bring your dogs out.
Do you have dogs?
I do. I have two yellow labs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Berkshire Ben? You got a dog?
No, I just got a cat, and it was literally given to me like a piece of paper, you know? Like, here you go. I don't need this anymore.
So, what do you say? Thanks.
Well, basically, you know, but no, I love dogs too. I'm definitely a big pet person. I think Caitlin even has a sticker on the back of her car that says, "Tell your dog hi from me."
Oh boy, you're that so, kind of a dog person.
Yeah. I am.
Well, my house is a zoo. I've got two dogs and three cats at my house. So,
oh wow, that's
and they're both one's a year old now and one is about 7 months old. I don't know if I dare bring them to Barking with Berkshire. They're still kind of the little corgi is still kind of a little. Well, he's a little dink once in a while, you know. But he's a puppy. What do you do? So lots of exciting things happening with Berkshire Hathaway.
Absolutely, yep. It's just really nice to be able to do these kind of events as we're wrapping up. And then, you know, we're adding new agents. We're really, you know, trying to grow our brokerage and be more of a full service. We are full service brokerage now, but of course, just expand the amount of people we have in our network so that we can have more experts like Caitlin who are willing to go out there and work hard on behalf of sellers and buyers. And especially, you know, Caitlin works really well with making phone calls and doing all the things that you need to do to be a good agent. She's been full-time, so that really helps too, is that, you know, being a full-time agent is a lot different than just being part-time and having another job. So I think that Caitlin can definitely speak on that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I love that Berkshire Hathaway puts on so many different events because being a newer agent, it's really nice to go out and meet different people in the community. And if you are, you know, part-time or you're working another job, it's a little bit harder. So I love that Berkshire Hathaway puts on those events.
And it's hard to lose weight if you work at Berkshire Hathaway because when I follow you guys on social media, it seems like there's a cookout or something going on all the time. Like we said at the top of the show, Berkshire Hathaway, it's a family, and you guys have a blast. Not only work hard, but you guys also play hard.
Well, about 20 minutes ago, I said, hey, Caitlin, you want to come on the podcast with me? And she goes, okay. So it's just one of those things where we just get people involved, and we really want to show everyone in the public and our sellers and buyers, especially, that, you know, we are out here working for you. That I know some people seem like, you know, you get a realtor and then they disappear and you don't know what's going on. But it's all the other background things that you know, the office stuff that people don't see, you know, the 6 hours or 7 hours Caitlin sits at her computer, you know, doing work that's not out doing showings, that's not out doing listings, but that's still pushing the ball forward for her clients. And I just think it's something that, you know, when people kind of really understand that's what we do and we're here to help people, I think that really makes a big difference when, you know, you're going through your transaction, you feel more confident, you feel more calm, you don't have to worry about things not happening because you have a realtor who's there to help you.
Mm-hmm. And no offense to you, John, or Adam, but it's nice to have a fresh face in here once in a while, too.
That's why,
you know,
I wanted to bring Caitlin. She said, I'd never been on the podcast before. And I said, what? Today's the day.
Yeah.
Today is the day. We're going to talk about this stuff.
So. Were you nervous?
I was really nervous, but now I'm here. It's fun.
Really,
I could do this every day.
Yeah. I'm really mean.
John's really mean. I'm just kidding. John's like the nicest guy ever, so it makes it really easy to come here and do podcasts. But
now he's kissing butt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have to a little bit. But
if somebody wants to get a hold of either one of you two real estate experts, how do they do that?
Well, my number is 320-267-6692. I'm also on the Berkshire Hathaway website, too.
Okay. And how about you, Berkshire Ben?
And mine is 701-318-2676. And I'm also on the Berkshire website. And you could also Google search both of our names. So.
Okay, so Barking with Berkshire is tomorrow at your office. That's on 32nd Avenue. Is that correct? And what time is that starting?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And you'll be going till
7.
7. 5 to 7. Hey, bring the pups. Sounds like a good time. Get some dogs.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a party.
Jeepers.
I'm glad I brought Caitlin.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, too. Bring her back again on Friday, all right?
All right.
Well, there you go for this Wednesday, everybody, for the studios at Grand Forks Best Source. Thanks to Caitlin and, of course, Berkshire Ben for coming in. That is your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast.